Chapter 2. A Sense of Danger. A month later, the Kellys left the farm. When they got into the taxi to go to the airport, Jody looked at the farm for the last time. "Goodbye, home," she thought sadly. "I'm going to miss you. It'll be horrible living in a new place." They arrived at the airport and waited in the queue at the check-in desk. A handsome young man was standing there too. He was wearing beige trousers and a dark blue jacket. The woman at the desk was checking his passport. Suddenly, two foreign-looking men pushed to the front of the queue. They stood behind the young man and tried to look over his shoulder. "Please wait in the queue until it's your turn," said the woman. "I'm helping this gentleman now." The men didn't move. They spoke loudly to the woman in a foreign language. The people in the queue didn't understand what they were saying and became impatient. The young man was uncomfortable and spoke quietly to the men in their language. The men immediately went to the back of the queue. Then the young man took his ticket and passport and went and stood next to a pretty girl with long hair. The girl was waiting for him not far from the queue, and she looked sad. The queue was moving slowly, and Jody was bored. She smiled at the girl, and the girl smiled too. "I'm going to miss Australia," said the girl. "Me too," said Jody. "Are you going to Spain for a long time?" "We're going home. This is my brother, Rafa," said the girl, indicating the handsome young man next to her. "He's 21. I'm Blanca, and I'm 17. We've lived in Australia for a year. It was nice, and the Australians were very friendly." "Yes, I know they are. I'm Australian," said Jody. "My name is Jody. We're moving to Spain for 2 years, but I don't know anyone there." "Where are you going to live?" asked Blanca. "In Valencia," answered Jody. "Where do you live?"
"I live in Madrid," Blanca said. "We could be friends."
"But how?" asked Jody. "Is Madrid near Valencia?"
"No, but you can come and visit us," said Blanca. "Spain is much smaller than Australia. I'll be able to speak English with you. I don't want to forget it all."
"That's a good idea," said Jody. "I'll give you our address on the plane. But I have to go now. It's our turn to check in." Half an hour later, the Kellys were waiting in the departure lounge. Jody and Jonathan were standing at the big windows, watching the planes outside. Jody saw Blanca sitting and reading a magazine.
"That girl's name is Blanca," Jody said to Jonathan. "She's Spanish and she's very friendly."
"The tall man near the drinks machine is her brother, Rafa. They've been in Australia for a year and now they're returning home. I'm going to sit with Blanca until we get on the plane."
"Okay," said Jonathan. "I'm going to get a drink from the machine."
While he was walking towards the drinks machine, Jonathan saw the two foreign men moving slowly towards Rafa. They were looking at the passport in Rafa's back pocket. Jonathan watched fascinated. He sensed that the men were going to take Rafa's passport. But just then, a group of tourists walked past, and for a moment, Jonathan couldn't see Rafa and the men. When the group finally passed, Jonathan saw that one of the men was holding Rafa's passport and ticket in his hand.
"Hey!" shouted Jonathan.
The man was surprised. He looked at Jonathan, and the passport and ticket fell from his hand. The second man took them quickly, a
and gave them to Rafa with a smile. Rafa took the passport and ticket and thanked the two men. It was clear that he wasn't suspicious of them. At that moment, Jodie appeared. "Come on, Jonathan," she said. "We're getting on the plane now."